Life Audio.
Johnny, it's another special mini-sode to talk about that.
Just a little morsel.
Just a little extra. Some might say that we're a little extra, if you know what I mean.
We are. Ray Romano, great comedian, had a bit about how Italian moms have food issues, and when he would have friends to the house, he would have to coach them to how to behave when it comes to like seconds. He would have to tell them, look, when you're done, you're completely full. If you want a little more, she's going to offer you more. If you want a little more, tell her no. So, you want some more? No. Sorry, Mrs. Romano, no. Boom, a little more. If you want nothing, if you want no more, you're going to have to shoot her. And don't graze her. You got to land one. Like, he had the whole bit about it. And it's great, you know, but it's true. Like, I think that's what we are. We're that extra little more.
Right.
And we're kind of talking today about how New Year's somehow became this time to start obsessing about bettering ourselves. And I think there's good things about that, like time to reassess. And but it's somehow in American culture, it's wound up being about weight and food and looking at self-control. Yeah. Am I out of control? Did I spend the last two? Because the holidays are right before the New Year's.
Right.
So it's like you spend that time kind of letting it go.
Yeah.
Which exacerbates that anxiety when it hits you in January 1 and you're like, whew.
Yeah.
Man.
And the whole time in the holidays, you're thinking, it's okay.
Yeah.
New Year's is coming.
You know that.
Right. Yeah, I'll clean it up then.
Yeah. I have that big time. I have this imaginary version of myself that has it all together.
Yeah.
It's very easy for me to imagine a better version of me that's way in the future. They're like, well, I'll clearly get it together.
Right.
In time for that. Like if a wedding is coming up that you got to fit into your old suit for, you're like, yeah, but that's June.
Right. I got all kinds of time.
It's April. That's 2 months. What kind of good could I do in 2 months?
Right.
Not a lot.
No. I have found weight loss wise that what used to take a month and a half now takes 3.
Yeah. Metabolism slows right on down.
It is but I'm okay with it now that I know that. Like
yeah,
when it first started happening, I was like, what is going on? I've ran 15 miles this week and lost nothing. You know?
There's that balance to be struck, and we're kind of in that world of, like, we're getting older, and so you start to strike that balance of being at peace with yourself, but also striving to be your best self, finding that balance.
Yeah.
And that's really hard. And it's hard to know if you're in that balance, because you feel pulled to the extremes of those two things.
If I was being vulnerable... And I actually have talked to my wife about this. When I look back through old photos, the first thing I see is my weight in those photos.
Yeah. Oh, me too.
And I...
In your photos. No, I'm sorry. Keep being vulnerable. I apologize.
No, that's... But it's a, like, I'm trying to get to the place where it's almost like I look down on previous heavier versions of myself.
Yeah. You almost go, there's no way... That guy was having a good time.
Yeah. And it's not true.
You're projecting your anxiety on that. You're like, this poor guy. Yeah.
And it's like, instead of like, so I'm really on a mission now, like both from a cognitive and a spiritual place to be like, that is a real, that is shortchanging the gift of my human experience.
Yeah. And to just make it about your body. And
right. To make it about my appearance.
Your external.
So I'm like, hey, like I'll say this out loud, like, hey, we were ourselves then.
Yeah.
Like I was myself then. And that was a good life. And I'm having that conversation a lot lately. Like our bodies are gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to look at it only. In fact, I asked someone this the other day. I was like, could you imagine if you had a friend who, and we may have said this before, but if you had a friend that every time they saw you, the first thing I did was point out all of your physical flaws and how you should be better. Would that be a very good friend? And the answer is no. That's exactly the kind of friends we are to ourselves.
Right. We're in a toxic relationship with ourselves.
Right. when we look in the mirror, I do at least. I see what's wrong, and I'm a guy. I know the pressure is way harder for most of my female friends.
I think it's leveled out. I think we see a lot more of that now. Like you see eating disorders in men. I've read reports about that, and you see just a lot. Yeah, it's a strength.
And I culture. Think it's okay to fluctuate. And
part of it, too, is
it
like culture has started objectifying men. It's almost like a backlash against the objectification, sexualization of women.
Sure.
So you see way more like Jason Momoa on the front of a magazine with and then people or Magic Mike and all that. It's like that's representation, but it's also like that's not the answer to now just make men objects, you know, that now have to have these same hang-ups.
Yeah.
But that used to be the thing in Hollywood, like, oh, John Goodman can get roles and he can be 450 pounds or whatever. But if Roseanne gains 20 pounds, we got to figure out how to get this off of her before the premiere.
Yeah.
You know, it's a you're looked at differently. But now it feels like, yeah, we're beauty standards for men and women are completely unrealistic and photoshopped and everything else.
I do appreciate commercials right now that, like, there's a commercial for maybe it's Gatorade.
Yeah.
And there's three actors. And two are like the prototypical running in a sports bra.
Yeah.
Totally just don't have an ounce of fat on my body. But there's also others in there who just look like normal people.
Yeah.
Like they're not pencil thin, but they're doing athletic things.
Right.
You know, also in a sports bra. You know, like what, you know, and I think normalizing a little bit of the human body, number one, fluctuates weight.
Yeah.
You know, it is, it just does. You're going to, you know, I try to tell teenagers that like, hey, you're not going to be at the weight you are. Like you need to expect that and that's okay. And I think develop tools, cause you don't want to not regulate it. It is a number. It just shouldn't be the only number. It is a healthy thing, but not the only healthy thing. And when a healthy thing becomes the healthy thing, it's no longer healthy.
Right.
Now it's like your focus and your obsession.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've had my own journey with it. We've talked about it on episodes of the podcast before, if you want to go back and listen. But yeah, I mean, it feels like I want to establish good patterns and I like the way that I feel in general, when I'm moving, it's not even just about a certain weight or a number on the scale. It's like, if I'm moving every day and I'm eating healthier things, I feel better. I feel like my life is better, but when it becomes about how I look, that's when it can get really unhealthy. Cause it's almost like if you found out, it's like steroids did for athletes, like, oh, this might take 10 years off your life, but all of them would trade that. They don't like the last 10 years of their life anyway.
Yeah.
You know, they're not playing sports anymore.
Yeah.
So if you just told this is going to kill you, but in the meantime, you'll be on every magazine cover, every Wheaties box, you'll be famous, you'll make millions of dollars, women will throw themselves at you. They're still taking that deal because society has lifted that up and raised that up. So it's like that's when it becomes unhealthy when you're like, oh, I would trade anything to look like X. Then you're like, oh, it's not about that. So I want to feel a certain way and there's a threshold, there's a weight that I feel like, okay, I don't feel self-conscious necessarily. Yeah. Like that's part of it. And sometimes that you just have acceptance on that, but it was affecting the way I performed when I was 316 pounds. It was affecting my performances on stage because I couldn't get out of my head. And some of that's just hang ups. Cause I mean, nobody cares. Nobody comes to my shows to see how I look. It's about the jokes.
Right.
But when I was in my own head, it was affecting my delivery, my confidence to the point where I needed to make a change. And I did, and I'm glad I did. But now it's just, how do you maintain? But also it's moving. For me, it's like making sure I take time out every day to like do exercise of some kind. And that helps me.
It's a more holistic approach.
Yeah.
Instead of just, it is one thing. And I think it's fine to want to change that thing. Yeah. And I think it's even healthy. It gives you, you're going to fluctuate and find the right tools. But to do it in a way, my goal is now, hey, I can better myself without hating myself.
Yeah.
And I can also look at myself at various stages of life and say each one of those was a gift.
Right.
I don't need to dismiss that based upon one variable that's appearance-based especially.
Yeah.
But I do agree with you. I feel better. And I want to feel better, and I want to live longer, and I want to be more present.
I feel like you're talking about different stages of life and how you're like, that person was probably doing... I mean, I could look back and go, I was unhappy then. But honestly, I wonder about my friends because I feel like when I was heavier, people would make me their fun fat friend. If they wanted to go like off the wagon, they'd be like, Johnny's coming.
Let's grab some.
Yeah. And they would be like the worst meal.
Chili fries.
Yeah. You want some, right? And I'd be like, I'm your, I get to be your whatever, John Belushi. I'm your guy that we're going to go off the wagon together.
Yeah.
It's so strange. Now I'm not fun anymore. Not that I'm having like grilled chicken salads or whatever. I just eat less now.
Yeah.
But I'll have a couple of chili fries with you, John.
Just a couple.
Just a handful.
Just a couple.
Just to say we did it.
Yeah, and I think it's not just about what we lose confidence in. I also want to be the guy that's evaluating what I gain confidence in.
Yeah.
And I think that's just as important. Like, I think there's a scripture that's so key, and it says, the first part of the scripture actually deals with circumcision, and it's talking about, and again, that's a hard thing in the New Testament to just throw out here without context. But basically it says we are those who belong to a different kind, who put no confidence, who worship Jesus by the Spirit and put no confidence in the flesh.
Yeah.
And I think that's a hard thing to say, because it's a different kind of confidence, obviously, than our confidence in our appearance. But I think it's related. It's tethered to it. It's not the same thing.
Right.
But to say, hey, I need to be able to limit, I need to be able to cap the kind of confidence that I put on physical appearance and other things, to say it is a part of life and it's okay to, I mean, hey, in scripture it talks about, you know, readying yourself for your wedding or whatever, you
right.
know, putting on perfume and cleaning yourself up and all those things.
Did you do all that?
I don't wear perfume per se, but like, you know, it talks about like, it doesn't completely disavow the idea
right.
that there's a,
we have a body and we live in a
right.
body. Yeah.
You know, but what it's saying is, hey, I need to make sure that it has its proper place in
you're
what's
right.
most important.
It's
life.
Not your identity.
So if I look back at my life, and I do sometimes, when the times I was super fit,
yeah.
and I look at that like I was a different or better person, that's putting too much confidence in the flesh.
It's like an
well.
Idol. You're making an idol
exactly.
of that.
And you're also rewriting the history of your past at the same time, which is what we talked about before.
Yeah.
Because I was just as insecure then. And if I wasn't, that's a problem because I'm being secure in the wrong things at that point. So
I've known you at various levels of fitness, and I've never felt you were very secure.
Appreciate that.
So
that's
if that does that help?
It's a really nice thing to say.
I feel like I'm that friend that will point out your flaws. And it's not just you looking in the mirror.
Right.
I want to be that friend for you.
Man, thank you. Thank you.
I'll send you some more texts later. I think of some other things to say.
Well, I'm sure you already have them in your notes or whatever.
I do. I'll just copy and paste.
Just copy and paste. So, hey, and listener, we hope you've enjoyed the time that we spent. Man, go check out all the full our full length episodes.
Yeah, talkaboutthatpodcast.com. You can find the full length episodes and some other minisodes available for you. Deep dives.
Yeah, it's exciting times to be a part of the Talk About That podcast, and we hope that you will continue the journey with us here on
Talk About That.
I'm Billy Yancey, entrepreneur, fitness cowboy, father, retired Navy cornerback, and now podcast host. Listen to my new show, Billy and the Goat, on Life Audio. Happy listening.